Good afternoon. High pressure that brought us delightful weather across the weekend and into the early part of the week is gradually sliding off the eastern seaboard. As a result, the door is now open for some high to mid-level clouds to stream into interior New York and New England, so we will have filtered sunshine for the afternoon hours. Still, temperatures are climbing nicely off our morning lows, which were seasonably cool and now making their way through the 60s and will settle into the mid-70s on average for afternoon high. Clouds will continue to head in our direction during the nighttime hours tonight as a cold front approaches from the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. The cloud cover will keep the temperature a bit higher tonight than what we've seen in recent nights, and overnight lows will be closer to the 60-degree mark. Also, with the clouds thickening, we do run the risk of a scattered shower, maybe even a rumble of thunder across the western Adirondacks, western Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills out towards the southern tier of New York by sunrise tomorrow. Otherwise, as that front draws closer, skies will be mostly cloudy for the day on Wednesday. Again, we will run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms during the middle of the day. However, more of us will see a better chance at more showers and thunderstorms as we head into the late afternoon and evening hours. Some of the storms could produce locally heavy downpours. The humidity ahead of this front will increase dramatically during the day on Wednesday and will be more of a summer-like feel as high temperatures reach to about 80 degrees. We'll continue the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as we get into Wednesday night. Otherwise, the front will begin to clear off to our east and eventually off the east coast by Thursday. Still, it will be close enough to produce some clouds and maybe a few leftover showers early Thursday morning, especially in New England, before the rest of us have increasing sunshine and a dry afternoon. Behind the front on Thursday, highs will be in the upper 70s. Another weak disturbance will pivot to our north and west on Friday with a few scattered showers, otherwise mostly dry and with a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s once again. Right now, the holiday weekend is looking nice with high pressure in control. We'll call for dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days with highs back into the middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is tracking Tropical Storm Dorian, which is now in the Eastern Caribbean Sea. Dorian is headed for Hispaniola and Puerto Rico and could gain strength before it reaches the islands and perhaps even could be a hurricane by that time within the next couple of days. After the storm reaches these islands, intensification is still possible as the system heads toward the Bahamas, and the long-range forecast has it off the southeast coast of the United States by the weekend. We'll continue to watch the progress of Dorian as we head through the next several days. Taking a look at the weather, if you're traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, partly sunny skies, highs around 80. In Boston, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with temperatures in the upper 70s and mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms in Buffalo with high temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Adirondacks and the Champlain Valley and Lake George region. We're looking for mostly cloudy skies for the afternoon hours and pleasant with high temperatures in the lower to mid 70s. Thickening clouds tonight with just the outside risk of a shower by sunrise tomorrow and lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with pleasant humidity and temperatures topping out in the middle and upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks and also the northern Catskills, mostly cloudy skies for the afternoon hours, but pleasant and dry with high temperatures in the mid 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower, perhaps a thunderstorm late tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly to mostly sunny during the course of the afternoon, dry and pleasant with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with just the outside risk of a shower and lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny during the afternoon, pleasant humidity and dry with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with just the outside risk of a shower by morning and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially late in the afternoon and in the evening, highs near 80. A leftover shower in New England on Thursday morning, then increasing sunshine across the region with highs in the upper 70s. The risk of a shower Friday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the holiday weekend, all 3 days in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.